section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Louder! Okay.
All right. Whatever that was.
Coming to you live from Burningwell, Pennsylvania, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Blake's trip to Wisconsin and seeing Sturgill Simpson, IBWIP News Bulletin, What's Up in E-Smoke, Fun Facts Christmas Edition, IBWIP Speakeasy, whew, and God blessing us, everyone, with your co-hosts, Heartland Heartthrob, Brett Conlon, The Voice, Nani, and me, Locks of Love Jason, and now your host, Blake Clayton.
It's about goddamn time we get this started. It only took 47 tries, right?
47.
47.
Roughly 47 tries.
Roughly 47.
47 and done.
47 and a half. Oh, welcome to the show, everyone. My name is Blake. I am the podcasting god.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a good idea when people are new to tell them what they're supposed to do.
I forgot to tell you that there would be a four-part harmony.
Yeah. Right.
The show.
I'm up here.
I'm down here.
We
I'm
have
down here as well.
What episode are we on here?
This
episode
is 170.
170. Who would have ever thought?
We did it.
That we would make it to 170. All right, folks, with me tonight. Are you getting into it? You like it?
It's my jam.
It's his jam.
Like, I feel like I'm just gearing up for something awesome when the song comes on, no matter what.
It's a blood pumping.
All right, first, he goes by many names. It's really loud. He goes by many names. From Q Jason to Flannel Fabio. But we all know him as the one and only Locks of Love Jason.
Hello, there I am. I like Flannel Fabio. Oh, jeez, thank you so much. That's it.
That's it.
That's all I gotta say about that.
All right. Not only is he a famous musician, but he also has saved a total of 326 kittens with his bare hands. Let's welcome Heartland Heartthrob, Brett Conlon.
326 and counting.
Bare hands.
I have bare hands. Like grizzly bare hands.
Monstrous hands.
All right. Our social media guru, and he has drank a different beer every day in December, the man with the voice, the one and only Dustin.
Hey, how's it going? And I have a special beer just for tonight.
Oh, shit.
Woo! All right. Calm yourselves.
What beer are you drinking?
Tonight, for round number one, it is a Deschutes Brewery Inversion IPA. Can't go wrong with IPA, even if you can't pronounce the brewery.
And finally, she is here to get her IBWIP cherry popped.
Jesus.
The queen of the contact zone, Naughty Nadia. Welcome to the show. Nani. What did I say Nadia for?
Nadia.
You were thinking
it's
Narnia.
Yeah,
you're wanting to climb in the wardrobe with him.
You can
nobody,
call,
I,
you can
I don't blame
anything,
you.
I feel
Blake's
like.
Directly across from the breasts right now.
I feel like at this point you can call me anything you want. So
really,
Mr. Thomas.
Oh wait, I'm sorry. That was horrible.
You had a lot on your mind.
I'm all disheveled and out of sorts, but I'm glad everyone is here. It's Christmas time.
Packed house.
I don't think we
house.
Could fit any more people in this kitchen right
we
now.
Can't.
No, not even the dog food can fit in the kitchen.
Right. I almost spilled it.
So, welcome everybody to the show. Dustin, are you? What is your beverage of choice again?
The Inversion IPA.
Okay, Brett, what is yours?
I'm just drinking that PBR. Yep. That's Pabst Blue Ribbon. That's what it stands for.
Is that what that is?
PBR.
Yeah.
Oh, the sandwich.
All right. Well. What do you want to do first?
I want to get to know Nadia.
Nadia.
Is that your name? Let's start with your name. Is that
Nadia Komenichi.
What name? I have two.
You have three.
Or three.
Just
a first name.
Nani.
Nani.
And you are
yes.
in the roller derby.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Can you talk a little bit about it?
I can.
Starting
with one time I threw.
Starting now.
I threw 300 men across the flat track of roller derby.
What does that mean?
So
that's a technical term.
We are a girls team and we played a boys team. So it was girls versus boys.
That seems unfair.
And my moment of glory, because you always have that one moment of glory during a game.
I've never had one moment of glory.
And he's on 170.
You still have the rest of your life to
and
try though.
This guy was like 300 pounds and he was coming up and I just smacked him out with my hips.
That's the move, apparently.
Like, yeah.
It's the hip move, because we've been talking before the show.
It's all about the booty.
Yep.
The booty
blast.
Like,
all the booty.
A big shift of power with your booty.
You can.
And you knocked them clean out.
Yeah.
How was that
fair? Across the track, and the crowd went wild.
How is that fair, guys against girls?
They, oh gosh, they're easy.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why is it?
You would think that they would be, like, maybe they have, like, a little bit more, like, solidness.
Solid.
But
I have a lot of solidness.
Might be solid.
The longer I look at your boobs, the more solidness I'm going to have.
But girls have all the hip action though, and that's where it counts in roller derby.
Okay. That's true.
Are you in the Peoria Push League?
No, McLean County Misfits.
Ah, okay.
We got koozies tonight, courtesy of the.
See, I'm a little in the know. I know what's up.
Yeah, we play push.
Yeah. Okay. I dated a derby girl before, so.
Ooh, which one?
She's
from the push?
She's no longer in action.
Oh, so. You don't have to tell her name if you don't want to on air, but you can tell me later.
His name was James.
Because I probably will know her.
Is Nani your full name when you or do you have some sort of adjective?
Well, it's like Nani Noisemaker.
Okay, there it is.
But everybody calls me Nani.
Okay, are you on the website?
Because Blake just called her Nani.
I tried to creep you out on the site before.
Yeah, we actually have a new website that we're. Yeah, I mean it's the same website you probably went to, but we had an old website that was taken over by porn.
Yes.
So we had to get a new one.
How does that work?
I don't know. One day
they just sent you a letter. One day,
how
we're
porn
like,
works.
By the way,
I know how porn.
This
works.
Is no longer your website. This is grannyporn.com.
We put people having sex on here now.
Do you skate out to the Violent Femmes? Hey, Nani Nani.
No.
You
Ooh.
Should.
I know. I should.
That would totally work.
If you ever need a song to go with anything, it's like pairing a wine with a meal. You talk to Dustin. He can.
Dustin
take care of
can
them.
Give
right
you
now.
Some
we
guy life.
Right now we skate out to Kesha Warrior. Yeah. It's because our coach really likes Kesha.
A coach? Why would you be a coach?
Well, we have a coach and a captain.
A coach is the person who can't skate but wants to hang out with all the girls.
No, it's a guy, and he skates for the men's team.
Well, I still don't understand why I have men roller derby. That's the least masculine thing you can do.
No, not at all. It's really strengthening and athletic. Seriously.
I masturbate. That's plenty of work.
He's got good grip. Do you need a towel boy?
Possibly, yes. I mean, any
you
help.
Just gotta wipe off their booties.
Whatever needs.
Wipe
needs
off
to be
her
wiped
butt
down.
Sweat.
If,
that would
if
be great.
I have to do it, you know, I'll bite the bullet and wipe some asses. Sure.
You can get.
We all have nice butts.
Your store's name on the shorts and stuff. You put some stickers.
Oh, yeah,
slap stickers on. Good job.
Yeah, Tazco sponsored that.
That's
ass.
Right.
Sponsored that ass.
We don't chap it. We sponsor it.
That's right.
Well, we're glad to have you here. We hope you enjoy yourself.
I will.
I can't concentrate. I cannot focus. I have to look at all of you.
Please cover yourself.
Look me directly in the eyes. I apologize. I don't want you to
it's okay.
to make it. I don't want to be in a seem like I'm.
Let's just
listening.
All take our tops off and then.
And then I think everybody would be more comfortable.
Yeah.
You guys should.
You need like
I'm
horse
okay
blinders,
that.
Blake.
I know. I just can't. I can't. I'm sorry.
But you need like front blinders.
What if I put the candy cane right about?
Yeah.
Here?
That'll
okay. I
it's
lose.
Get all hot and sticky in there.
I lose.
We like boobs.
Boobs are
who doesn't?
My second favorite friend. Well, personal stories. Jason makes me do this personal story part of the show.
It engages our audience.
It helps the
people.
Audience feel like they can relate to you.
Oh, God. I don't want anybody to be related
in
to
In case
me.
They ever drop a trailer on their toe, they can be like, you know what? Blake Clayton did that once.
Well, we took another tour up to Wisconsin, to Watertown, the largest mecca of Wisconsin there is. No, we went to S&M Radio headquarters.
That's right.
And me and Shannon went to Milwaukee and saw Sturgill Simpson at Turner Hall.
Yes, that's where you told me.
The legendary Turner Hall.
I wasn't there, though.
It was the night that he had gotten nominated for the Grammy that day. So I think he was extra excited, you know?
Wow.
But he put on a great show. And it was funny because Shannon was standing next to me. He's like, man, in March, I saw this guy, and he played to four people, and now this, you know, there's you know a couple thousand people there. He put on a really good show. I dig him.
How many people were there, you think? What size theater was it?
I don't know. There's a couple thousand people there. I would say easy couple thousand people.
You know why I like him? Because he's ugly. And you don't see a lot of ugly people on TV.
Not
since the 70s.
Yeah, he's not pretty.
No, he's a talent. It's a good time in media when you can be an ugly dude and be popular.
Well, look at me. I mean...
You're not popular.
Oh, that's the... but
you're good-looking and unpopular.
Right. So the second night we were up there, we went to the bowling alley to play some pinball, obviously.
Of course.
All right, and so we were getting the ladies drunk because we were hoping if two of us get two ladies drunk, one of us has an opportunity, hopefully, to get laid. I don't know if that worked. But
well, did you get laid?
Well, you,
I didn't
you
get laid.
Know, yeah, I was going to say, you know, at least.
I didn't get laid. I didn't get laid, and I'm pretty sure that Shannon was in a better mood Sunday morning than I was. Oh, so I'm thinking for sure.
Maybe his pinball skills are far more advanced than yours.
Oh, no, I don't know about that.
I don't think so. I don't think so at all. But Molly, who is not here to defend herself, which makes it even better to do, she stole a beer, a half-drank beer, from the bowling alley, took it into the car, and I transported her back to Shannon's house, which, if I'm not mistaken, is a felony.
It is.
Transporting a Mexican.
She'd be in the clink up there right now.
Do you see her in jail? How would that work? She would call Brett first.
She'd be asking lots of people questions.
Yes.
She'd call Brett first.
She would have called Brett first.
There'd be
she'd
some be like, voicemails left.
Right. Brett, you remember that kiss we had? Almost? I need you to bail me out of jail.
And I'd be like, I'll be right there. Anything for you.
So,
I think Blake's going to try to swing. He's bringing this story up for a reason. He's going to try to be like, hey, we need to get on level ground. So
right.
I need
right.
To almost,
if you guys want to have an awkward almost kiss later.
Yeah. Nani, I'm going to suck your nipples off of your breast here later on.
All right.
There's no almost about that.
I feel like the moment that Molly and I had wasn't that extreme.
Oh, sorry.
That's the we're going to even it. We're not trying to outdo each other. Because I don't know what I would do
Are
after that swinger? If you just sucked your nipples off.
Jeez.
Well, not suck them off. Just suck them to like
yeah,
3 inches long.
Leave me some nipple. Leave me some nipple.
Leave her just a little areola. Just a smidgen of areola.
Oh. And then finally.
Oh, no, that's not it. We're not going out with nipple sucking?
No, yeah, we're done with that.
Okay.
So Molly passed out, of course, first. And it was left with me and Shannon and his lovely wife, Amy, playing.
So you drew dicks
playing.
On Molly's face while she was passed out?
No, I know better. I eventually want to have sex at some point in my life again.
That's good.
I got into it with his wife, Amy.
Uh-oh.
She's a headstrong woman. I think she was a leader of a feminist group at some time. And we were kind of talking about, you know, women's work and sex and
why
how
would you, what, knowing that going into it, why would you engage her in that kind of conversation?
It's fun for me. It's fun to get people riled up.
You're an instigator.
And after they've been drinking, no less.
Right, right. And I think at one point she said, if you don't shut up, I'm going to throw you out of my house. So I have to make a formal apology on the podcast for getting her riled up because it wasn't intended to get her riled up. It was intended just to have a little fun. But supposedly she doesn't agree with me. That women are supposed to give us sex whenever we want it, and they're supposed to do the laundry and wash the dishes and cook the food.
It's right there in the wedding vows, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's what I tried to tell her, and she was like, "Fuck that." So
there's a reason why their feet are smaller, so they can stand closer to the stove.
Ayo,
nailed it.
That was good.
That's Darwin.
That's just fact. I'm, you know. So yeah, that was my trip to Wisconsin. I loved it. You know, saw Sergio Simpson. Molly committed a felony, and I made another woman in my life mad at me.
I gotta ask you too. Did you guys do? Did you see Vanessa and Heather up there while you were in Wisconsin?
There was talk of getting together with Heather and Vanessa, but it didn't happen.
No.
So.
Okay.
No. As many of you know, IBWIP on occasion releases episodes with Heather and Vanessa. I think the last one was Heather and Vanessa. Heather and Vanessa spells celebrate Vanessa's 39th birthday.
They've also been known to eat Mexican as well as steak.
Yes. The first one ever was Heather and Vanessa eat steak, which I strongly suggest if you go and listen to. And then Heather and Vanessa eat Mexican. There is a lost episode of Heather and Vanessa giggle for 40 minutes.
Okay. All right.
But that's all I can detail I can give you from that.
I know you're telling the truth when you say that. News.
News, Dustin.
Yep. It's time for news.
We love news.
All right. Our first story is about a dear friend of mine who I met about
literally
15 weeks ago before all the chaos and crazy batshit wild shenanigans happened. But Creed's Scott Stapp, some shocking audio of a crumbling man.
Would you like to hear the shocking audio?
Or not yeah, yet? After I lead into the first clip here.
Give him a big wink when you're ready.
Like...
That's right.
Okay.
But if you could do it over this way so I can see you. Okay. Great.
Scott Stapp is circling the drain. It's incredibly sad and extremely evident from four recent recordings which show the desperation of the former Creed frontman. Clip number one, Stapp made a desperate 911 call last month from the side of a Florida highway, telling the dispatcher he's trying to dodge a group of people out to kill him.
Oh, that was a good wink. I got it. Here we go.
Wink.
Winkage.
Winkage.
Allison County 911. Someone is trying to kill me. I've called three times. I'm running down the highway. Okay? I've called 911 about eight times on this trip I've had working, and no one ever shows up.
You're on foot. What are you wearing?
I hate when 911 doesn't show up when you call them seven times
eight
during
times
your trip.
Wait, extreme.
The dispatcher was
what
just
kind
like,
of trip is he talking about? He's not talking about a trip on the highway.
I don't know.
In a
I heard her
wagon.
Ask, what are you wearing? And I thought the call was going to take a decided turn and shift.
I've got a backpack on. I've got jeans and a white tank top.
And I'm out of breath.
White tank top?
I had to immediately get out of my car.
Jeans and a white tank top?
A white tank top.
That black 911 caller, she's like, white, what? What kind of tank top? What?
She's like, this is not 1993. Nobody wears white tank tops no more.
My nigga.
All right. I was in undershirt.
Who is trying to hurt you?
I don't know. Okay?
You don't know?
I've been running for about 6 or 7 weeks.
Brett. Is 6 or 7 weeks a long time for someone to run?
It is not. Forrest Gump ran for at least 3 years.
And here's the thing. I met him less than that. No.
He was Mr. not running Scott when Steph. You met him?
No, he wasn't. He was hanging out in a t-shirt and cargo shorts and flip-flops.
So did he have
he
a backpack?
Was running, he would not have been able to run very long because flip-flops are not proper footwear.
That is
as a
true.
Long-distance runner, I
but
know these
undershirt,
things.
An undershirt is a proper runner.
Yeah.
As a know. Musician.
A white undershirt.
Do what?
No, I just said a white undershirt.
With his big billowy chest hair mm-hmm. spilling out of it.
Do you, yes. As a musician, is it safe to wear flip-flops on stage? There's a lot of electricity.
No, he changed for the show, I think.
I have a rule. As just a fan of music, if you're wearing flip-flops, I will not take your music seriously at all.
Mm. Okay. All right, well, let's get back.
Put here. A hard shoe on.
You got to have a hard shoe to play music.
That guy had a hard shoe.
I'm trying to keep him away from my family. Okay?
So, but you don't know who this is?
Somebody told me that there's already a report that I've been killed, okay? That's already on the internet. I don't know if it's true or not, but I'm not dead. I'm alive. I need
some Scott
help.
Stapp calling you from
you
the
don't
Younger
know where
Crypt.
This person is?
No, it's been multiple. It's been large groups of cars, okay?
It's Nickelback.
It could have been messed with or tampered with. I was about to run out of gas, so I abandoned the vehicle.
Whenever I'm about to run out of gas, the first thing I do, abandon that yeah. vehicle. You'd
open the door and tuck and roll out. Yeah,
did he say he's going to run out of gas and then abandon the vehicle?
No,
or
he said
in his abandoned vehicle.
No, he ran out of gas and abandoned the vehicle.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He did a shoulder roll.
I like how he wasn't sure if he was dead yet. He's like, I don't know if it's true.
I don't know if it's true.
I don't know if I'm dead or alive right now.
I read it on the internet.
And they're after his family, but his son was running his merch table when he was in Bloomington.
This must have all started to happen right after. I think maybe you have something to do with it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna take credit for that.
I think if we did a timeline back to the
right.
day that the picture was taken, we can see a sudden turn.
He is smiling in the picture.
Crazy people smile.
That's true. Mm-hmm. All right, so that was clip number
you're
one.
Headed to
oh,
the,
no,
you're headed
over?
To the ambulance
oh,
truck,
yes?
Yes,
how
right
much
now,
we got left
yeah, they made me run to him. Stay uh-huh. on the phone with me, okay? Stay on the phone with me until you get to him, okay?
I'm like, I want to stay on the phone with you the whole time.
I'll sing to you.
Can I go to the hospital?
You might remember this one from 2002.
I need to go to the hospital, sir.
Sing it for me.
I cry out to God seeking all his decisions. I created my own prison.
Jesus Christ. That's amazing.
That was really good to hear.
Wait a minute.
I heard that Creed was looking for a new frontman, so I've been practicing so I can audition. Because I can honestly make a lot more money singing their songs than my own songs.
You make a lot of money.
I make about $25 a year.
Nice.
After it's all said and done.
That's more than I make podcasting. Go ahead, Dustin. I'm sorry.
Are we going to a clip two? It's in the same conversation. A panicked Stapp tells the dispatcher 15 vehicles are following him, and he's been on the run for 36 hours straight. But I think he just said 7 to 9 weeks.
Jeez. 8 weeks.
So we got a bit of a disparity.
Just like
time.
A woman.
Yeah. So
screw the rest of the clips.
Yeah, clip number three had Stapp. He had placed a call to the dean of his kid's school last month, who I'm guessing is the one who was running his merch table, so he probably wasn't even there. But he was warning that ISIS will attack the people of Florida, and he knows that because the terrorists are members of his family.
Where did this all go wrong? Where did...
I really think we can trace it back to his meeting with Dustin.
Yeah. Did you give him any...
I gave him nothing.
Maybe that's why. Maybe you should have given him a little
You gave
something.
Him nothing but a feeling. Maybe he ran with that feeling.
He gave me a handshake and a smile, and I gave a smirk in the photo, and I gave away the tickets
what did
to
you
somebody
say to
else.
What did you say? Because I feel like anytime you meet someone of note, you're like, yeah I'm a real big fan. I got
no,
all this
I didn't
stuff.
Say
what did
that.
What did you say to him?
Because, like, yeah, I wasn't ever a Creed fan even in the
Nor
heyday.
Should you be.
Yeah, I just, you know, I mean, they sold millions of records. They had many, many fans. I just was not one of them.
Do they have at least a million of those many, many fans?
Not anymore.
I don't like this, Dustin.
I'm sorry.
I don't feel like, boo. It's my fault.
You're freaking up. What did you say to him, though? You got to shake his hand.
Yeah, he was walking up the ramp, and there was maybe 10 of us there that got to be at the sound check.
Luckies.
That we won tickets to. And after listening to him and his band play for about 45 minutes, some of the numbers many times, and I was checking my phone and, you know, like trying to get through it. He was very friendly, you know, and just like, hey, you know, nice to see you and this and that. Wanting to shake a hand, you know, and he's like, let's do some pictures and stuff. And it's like, I wasn't going to ask to get my picture taken with him. But if Scott Stapp wants to take a picture with me, I will let Scott Stapp have a picture with me.
Ironically.
Yes. So, yeah, we got a picture. I didn't have him sign anything.
Not even your chest? Pull up your shirt. Let's prove it.
Nah.
You got that shit tattooed on you.
No, I don't. I got it removed already.
Bummer.
Yeah. I didn't want to be tied to this
forever.
Craziness.
But do you think it's drugs? Do you think he's lost his mind?
His wife.
I don't think it's drugs.
You don't think so?
I think he found out that Dustin didn't go to the concert and his life has been a spiral of depression.
I went to Elroy's for a beer and a burger and I was like, hey, I got two tickets to the Scott Stapp show down the road. I'm not going.
Did you just
give
them
away
them
to customers?
Someone grabbed them.
And it took a while for somebody to take two free tickets. They were $35 face value tickets.
No.
I had two of them.
Nani?
Yeah.
When was the last time you listened to a Creed song?
I don't know. Probably never. I mean,
at some point.
Not, probably when it came up on
the
radio.
You'll remember, when was the last time you had sex during a Creed song?
I never had sex during a Creed song.
Good. You're not going to hell. Jason?
Thank you.
I've never had sex during a Creed song, but a buddy of mine did jump out of an airplane once, and then you know how they make like a video of you and all you're like going in and getting ready? And his video was to Higher, that song Higher by Creed.
Can you take me?
He did that one in the sound check.
And it was like slow motion. Like he was walking away like towards the plane, like in slow motion.
Like Top Gun.
It was awesome.
So yeah, that's what's going on in the world of Scott Stapp.
Should we feel bad for him?
No.
No.
If you squander your own fortune and fame and
it's probably why I squandered it.
He's lived 10 lives, you know. So there's no, we don't need to feel bad for
him. Okay.
He's doing all right.
All right. What are we gonna do when Brett Conlon loses all his money after all his record deal?
All $25.
When I lose that $25, I don't know what we're gonna do.
What are you gonna blow that on?
I'll probably just ask my dad to borrow $25.
All right, our second story. Andrew Luck is the NFL's weirdest trash talker. Nobody trash talks quite like Andrew Luck. Nobody. The Colts quarterback has been employing a new method to get inside the heads of opponents, and it's working. The Wall Street Journal caught up with a few players who've been on the receiving end of his compliments. Luck has become famous for congratulating sincerely and enthusiastically any player to hit him hard. Any sack is met with a hearty congratulation such as, "Great job," or "What a hit!" He yells it after hard hits that don't result in sacks, too. It is, players say, just about the weirdest thing any quarterback does in the NFL.
Okay, so to paint a picture, was a third-year quarterback, second-year quarterback?
Yeah,
all right, so, and, you know, quarterbacks don't like to get hit. So big, huge African-American guys knock him on the ground, and he says, "Good job."
Yeah. Pretty much.
It's off-putting.
I think that's very nice of him to congratulate them on their efforts.
The last time you got in a fist fight, Brett, did you congratulate the other girl?
I will say, I've only been in two fights in my life, and I'm 1-1 right now, but the second one, I totally lost, and I'll give him props.
All right. What was his name, and what's his Facebook page?
I don't remember his name. All I remember is that he's like 3 times my size, and he caught me drinking beer in a restaurant one time, and I got really mad that he called me out. And I was like, "I'm going to take you on, bro." And then the fight lasted about 0.5 seconds, and I woke up on the parking lot.
Jeez.
Now, Nani, you, as a hobby, you punch and knock people over as a hobby.
I don't punch. punch, but I knock.
Yeah, that's illegal.
Over.
Hip toss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's all elbows.
So
you hit them in the contact zone, elbows. Correct?
That's correct.
And have you ever said, hey, nice job when somebody's knocked you on your ass?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Well, not during gameplay, but at practice.
Hold on. I'm going to change the camera angle. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Oh, go ahead. Continue.
All right.
could you breathe really deep?
So, not during gameplay, but during practice. Oh, yeah, I'm like, you know, oh, hey.
But you want to psych out your opponent. You want
to... Yeah, no, I never say great job to somebody else that's knocked me on the ground. No way. Right.
Keep talking.
I might just say, like, fuck that.
Keep going.
But it's not... Okay, I was gonna say because it's not hateful the stuff that you're doing, right?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah, I don't know. Blake has left the room. I don't know what happened.
I think he went to tuck his boner into his waistband
angle, and then he runs out. He's got a feed going up somewhere.
Who knows what he's doing?
So yeah. Anyway, the Eagles safety Nolan Carroll was incensed by Luck's trash talking, and Carroll was walking back to the huddle when he heard, "Great job, Nolan." He turned around searching for the person who said it. Maybe it was a teammate, he thought. Then I realized it was Luck who said it, and I'm like, what's going on? Aren't you supposed to be mad? So then I'm the one who gets ticked off because an upbeat attitude isn't something you see. Where is this going to end? Are defenders going to sack Luck and now start complimenting him for how well he stood in the pocket?
Oh, Molly loves it when I stand in the pocket. She compliments me all the time. Jesus Christ. She's like, way to stay in that pocket, baby. Way to stay in it for a minute and a half.
I feel like you're really worked up right now about something. You have a lot of steam building up inside of you.
Well, you would think that if I sat here all day because I don't have a job, I would have had the computer plugged in.
You'd think so.
Yeah.
I feel like when I'm watching football on TV, they're always zooming in on the players, and you can like see a mouth. Fuck shit.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
Totally. I do like seeing that. So I like the coaches. They're like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah. And they always kind of, after they do that, they kind of like pan away. But it's funny because I think we're going to start saying, good job. Yeah. When people mouth good job.
Way to go,
buddy.
That's
I'm
a really.
I'm proud of you.
Nice work.
Yeah.
Hey, pal.
Hold on. Let me.
What's the worst thing anybody's that you've heard anybody say to another person in Derby?
Oh, people sometimes call each other bitches. We don't.
Scandalous.
Not your team. Polite. No one on your team.
Yeah, no.
Ever.
But other team members have, yeah. Mm. They're like, you bitch. Or,
five-letter woman.
It just comes out sometimes.
Yeah.
What is the cardinal sin? What is the one that when you say that, all of a sudden it's on? Because, like, when you say something about somebody's mom... Mm-hmm. You know, except you can call my mom Blowjob Queen because she's already said that. But what's the one thing that when a hoe, skanky lesbian hoe, comes up to you and lays you out, circles by you again, what does she say? And then you just lose your shit.
Well, if she hits me again and knocks
while
me down
you're down?
Again.
Oh,
no, not while you're down. Then I say things like,
what's one thing you would say?
Nani's like the nicest person ever, so
she
would say...
I don't call them directly something, but I might something might come out of my mouth like,
not
holy
at
fuck,
anyone.
Or, you know, or like, fuck that. But I don't... I'm really nice.
That's not supposed to go that way. Next story.
I know.
All right. I think we're gonna jump to this last story here, because I think this might get some interesting talk. Vivid is willing to pay $1 million for a Mama June sex tape. Vivid Entertainment, in its infinite wisdom, has calculated that America's growing interest in big, beautiful women, or BBWs for all you...
That's you don't have to tell me.
On xhamster.com, that's what you got to search, BBW.
And our morbid curiosity about the Honey Boo Boo family add up to ideal market conditions for a porno starring a strange couple, Mama June Boo Boo and Mike... Sugar Bear Boo Boo. I don't think those are their...
those are Christian names.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
You think that's going to show up on the old Misfits website?
That was taken over the by old porn? One, yeah. It might. Mm-hmm.
New home.
Yeah.
How does porn just show up on your website? I just
got taken over by porn.
It's kind of like
it was really
when Hitler
like,
invaded Poland.
Yeah, yeah, like...
This happened.
Porn sites just take over your website.
Like Putin
sometimes.
And Crimea. It's just like, yeah, same thing.
Yeah, you better watch out.
I just want to go on record of saying...
It was that damn Sasquatch.
Would you watch it? Would you
Sasquatch?
Watch the... No, the... Yeah, fuck yeah, I'd watch the Sasquatch, fuck.
Sasquatch crotch, callback.
Right. Would you watch the Honey Boo Boo's mom's...
No.
If it's on TV. I'll watch anything that's on TV.
I don't think that'll be on the Learning Channel.
I'd watch it.
You I look so sincere.
You know what they're going
to
call it,
I'd be
it,
right
though,
there
right?
next to you, buddy. With a towel betwixt us, and watching right next to you.
I mean, I feel really guilty every time I look at her. I have to act like she's not even on the show.
It's her own. She knows
I'm
what
sorry.
She's doing.
It's okay.
She knows what she's doing with those.
It's okay.
Yeah.
God damn. We're talking about her breasts, of course.
My boobs.
I'm going to be honest. I always thought that BBW stood for Big Black Woman.
Whoa. Thank you for being honest. Whoa. Your honesty is...
Being honest, I'm not a... Brett. I'm not on hamster.com every day.
I am.
Blake.
And then BWW is Buffalo Wild Wings. But that's a totally different thing.
Thanks for clearing that up,
too. I'm just letting you know. You put hey, I'm looking for some BWW. And it's wings. Not a big white woman. No, you're wanting some wings and
like,
some
wings?
Sauce.
I want a big fat chick to show up.
If they sign that contract, we're getting a hold of them and we're getting them on the show.
That's well, in a letter to Mama June released by TMZ, studio head Stephen Hirsch emphasizes her unique appeal in the thriving BBW market and promises as much creative input as you would like.
Got it.
Doing the tape wouldn't make things in Boo Boo Land any more insane than they already are. After the family's TLC show was canceled because June apparently dumped Sugar Bear for a convicted child molester who preyed on one of her own daughters. And I will just say, if they release this and they don't call it "Here Comes CUMS Honey Boo Boo," they are totally missing out on a perfect title.
Oh, I love it.
I would watch it. Mark Me Down is watching it.
Now I want Buffalo Wild Wings.
This is one of my all-time favorite smash hit rock songs called Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Whether you're celebrating Christmas, Kwanzaa, or the Jew one, remember, IBWIP is here. Week after week, stuffing your stockings full with only the most lukewarm comedy and heartfelt fart jokes.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa, he's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, and the pudding made of fig, and the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Sing it, Grandpa.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Merry Christmas, you sons of bitches. Do you want to stay on Santa's nice list?
Yeah.
Email the show at blake@ibwip.com and find out how long Jason's hair really is, or how many gallons of sweet, sweet e-juice Blake is smoking. Vaping. It should be vaping. I don't smoke anymore.
Just read the fucking card.
All right. Avoid dirty lumps of coal in your stocking by listening to our entire backlog, available at ibwip.com, Stitcher Smart Radio, or on iTunes. And take the time to play Reindeer Games with the show on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Vine, Snapchat, and happy what? Happy what?
Happy Holidays, and God bless us, everyone.
Oh, every single goddamn one of us.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use our dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door, that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles, no rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too. Mom says a hippo would eat me up, but then teacher says a hippo is a vegetarian. There's lots of room for him in our two-car garage. I'd feed him there and wash him there and give him his massage. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles or rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too.
All right, well, that was I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas, which is one of 3,744 Christmas songs that I have on my Spotify Christmas playlist. So, yeah.
Bummer.
We're all really impressed.
Yeah. Way to go.
Yeah. Jeez, dude.
I like Christmas music.
World's worst bragger.
Yeah. What are we doing here? Oh, we're doing fun facts. All right.
No, we're doing What's Up in E-Smoke.
No, we're doing fun facts. Oh, we're doing What's Up in E-Smoke. Hey. All right, check this out.
I think Jason should be in charge of the show.
I know, he should, really, to be honest with you.
When troubled times begin to bother me, I take a token on my cares, go up and smoke.
Going Up in Smoke. Folks, this is a new segment we have where companies have sent us their e-juice, and since all you fucking losers don't vape, I'm going to vape it up, and then I'm going to tell you about how wonderful they are.
How did you do that? How did you get them to send it to you?
I said, hey. Hey.
Okay.
I'm the podcasting god.
I said, I'm the podcasting god. So tonight I'm using my iStick and
made by Apple, correct?
E-Leaf.
Oh.
And my mini Nautilus Aspire tank. And
it's fitness equipment.
Right.
Keep in mind that this is all a foreign language.
What kind of Rube Goldberg machine is this?
Rube
Goldberg. He's that guy that makes those weird contraptions.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like the OK Go video.
All right, so we're the propagandaeliquid.com. Propagandaeliquid.
They have really cool logos and stuff.
Yeah, they have a really cool logo, and they were super awesome. Like I said, hey, you know, send me some samples, and you know, I'll vape them up and talk about them. And the dude sent me three different boxes of the sample kits and a bunch of stickers and stuff. So we're actually going to do a giveaway here soon, and somebody's going to get the four flavors they have are the Widowmaker, which is what I'm doing right now. What are you laughing about?
Sounds dangerous.
Yeah,
exactly. Sounds like something Scott Stapp would be taking right now.
Right. It has Bavarian cream infused with blueberries.
Oh.
I will say we got here earlier, and everything that he was vaping, not smoking, smelled really good.
Well, thank you.
It did sometimes, smell really good.
Yeah, sometimes I'll just get wrapped to his hand. Mouth.
Not so good.
Hey-o. They also have Illuminati. Illuminati, that's Italian, right?
Which Illuminati.
We're going to stab somebody with that. The Illuminati.
That's right.
It's blood orange, pineapple, and strawberry, which is super, super awesome because I like more fruity stuff. What's the third one called?
Subliminal.
Subliminal. That's my favorite one. And here, I'll turn it around so you can see. How are we doing this here? This is the subliminal.
Right on the camera there.
Yeah. It's sweet and sour razzmatazz candy. I like raspberry, like a raspberry Jolly Rancher, the blue ones. Fucking that was, like, I put it in my tank the first day I got it, and I vaped on it for like 3 days, and I never vaped one flavor that long. And I was like, and I messaged him back. I'm like, I got to have more of this.
It's turned you into a monster.
A monster. So we're doing Widowmaker, and it's I'm not into like custardy.
You are now.
I am now.
God damn
so,
it!
So let's
listen to you vape. Oh yeah.
How are the notes?
Oh yeah.
It smells good.
That's for all the listeners.
It smells really good, but they're from Santa Ana, California. They have them in 15 milliliter and 30 milliliter bottles. This is for everybody. Will you show them the 15 milliliter?
Let me get the cord out
there
for you.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's like...
Here, let's do a different angle. Oh, that's perfect. If we could just sit here for about 5 or 10 minutes.
That's what you call top shelf e-liquid right
yeah,
there.
That's top shelf e-liquid right there. Definitely.
You might show up in their new ad campaign.
Right.
Well, not you, awesome. Just your boots.
Yeah. screenshots. I love them. They come in 18, 12, 6, 3, and 0 nicotine level. I'm down to a 6, you guys, from
Yay.
A 24.
We're very Look proud at that. Of
you. Yeah.
When's the last time you had a cigarette?
It's been 2 months as of December 12th. It was 2 months.
Nice. Do
I look better?
You look good.
So follow them on Instagram. That's Propaganda E-Liquid. And whenever you hashtag them or take a picture or something, it's hashtag join the revolution space exclamation point. That's what they always use. So
tell them IBWIP sent you.
Yes. Go ahead. Go to the website, propagandaeliquid.com. I'm going to put the show notes. Going to have a link. But get a hold of them. First of all, tell them you heard about them on here. And also...
That you saw Nani's boobs.
And you saw Nani's boobs.
They're going to get a lot of emails about the boobs. I think.
You know what? And maybe I've got a new career for you. Maybe you're going to be the propaganda
yeah.
Bottle holder.
Maybe. Like I could do that.
You,
yeah.
You could go to their house.
I can boobs it.
But they got four, like I said, four great flavors, great prices, and the dude was really cool. An upcoming episode, we're going to be giving away one of those. We're going to think of some kind of...
Oh, we don't have an idea yet for the...
Do you want to think of it right now?
No, we should probably... It'd really be really boring to flesh out an idea like
you should,
that on there.
You should probably vape on it. Yeah. You and Jason can go back in the IBWIP control room.
Right, and they also have wholesale available, or you can just buy bottles, but the wholesale available. So sales at propagandaeliquid.com. Check them out. It's very, very tasty, and I like it.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you will never get to see a boob shot like that again. That alone...
It was cool that you got him to record this jingle for the show, too.
It's cool. It's cool. It's just a cool vape.
I see a lot of big city folks whenever I travel to the big city.
Right.
Do a lot of vaping.
That makes sense.
And this is like his flavors. There's no harshness on my throat. I don't feel like I've rammed a dick down my throat or anything. Everything's cool.
Hold on a second.
That's what it's like when you smoke?
Was that what you...
Yeah. Oh, when I smoked? Oh, it was just like a big, big, huge monster penis.
I'm glad I never started then.
A monster's penis, you say?
Is that what you feel like when you smoke cigarettes?
Well, I mean...
She tastes like cigarettes.
Have you ever had a big dick rammed down your throat before?
Oh, here we go.
All the time. All the time.
Mine's not too big.
Flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be?
Believe it or not, it's just me.
It's just me, everybody. Lots of love, Jason, here with your Fun Facts Christmas edition.
Ooh.
That's right, believe it or not. That kind of sounds like a bell.
Kind of.
Thank you.
I fucked it up.
Now, this is like the fifth or sixth time I've done the Fun Facts. Every time I do it, I get such an overwhelming response from all the fans. Just truckloads of handwritten mails. Some people print out the emails they send me, and then sometimes I print them out. I keep them in my house.
And you print out the printouts?
Sometimes I'll make photocopies of the printouts, and then I'll print that out.
Right.
And it's such an overwhelming response that the people just demand that I come out with some more fun facts.
You always have interesting facts, stuff that people
always don't
know.
The first one
that he says that you've never heard before, I want you to go, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Like Master P?
these facts will make you say,
I just want
to... Na-na-na-na-na, right?
That's right. Well, first fun fact. Each year, more than 3 billion Christmas cards are sent in the U.S. They are then put in a Longaberger basket on the kitchen counter where they sit until late March when they are promptly thrown into the garbage.
There's a squeak at the end.
Brett Conlon, you're a lucky man. According to the Guinness World Records, the tallest Christmas tree ever cut was 221-foot Douglas fir that was displayed in 1950 at the Northgate Shopping Center in Seattle, Washington. That tree later became known as the Space Needle. So, fun fact.
Oh,
why would you do it every time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Please. Everybody else be really fucking quiet.
Hand check. Okay, Blake's hands are above the table.
I have one under the table, but you know what? I'm doing the fun facts. That's all right. The world's largest Christmas stocking measured 106 feet long and 49 feet wide. It weighed as much as 5 reindeer and held almost 1,000 presents. It was made by the Children's Society in London and then was reused as Honey Boo Boo's mother's Christmas dress.
Hi-yo!
Jason, we once in a while...
We've got about 10 more to go.
Right, but when we do these, mm-hmm. it gets to about 2 or 3 into it.
And everyone's so impressed with the fun facts, they just want about 10 more. Is that what you're going to say?
No. They seem like... I'm always scared of where you got these facts from because I really don't think that they're where they should come from.
What do you mean, like a textbook? Because I don't have a textbook. I look them up online.
They don't seem like facts. They seem like stuff you're making up that makes Nani go...
Well, if that's going to get that kind of response out of her, then I'm going to keep reading these fun facts.
I think I need to hear a few more before I decide, because they're all pretty believable
okay.
for me
all
at
right,
this point.
All right, yeah.
The word mistletoe is from the Anglo-Saxon word mistleton, which means use tongue at your discretion.
Mm-hmm. That was really lame.
Try that one again.
Not a fan of mistletoe.
You really sound like Molly when she has sex with me. There's no passion whatsoever in it.
It's just a pity moan?
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Pity moan. That's like a Pokemon. Each year, approximately 30 to 35 million real living Christmas trees are sold in the U.S., while more than 12 million Christmas trees disappear into the coniferous sex trade. It's a real problem that no one is talking about.
I think she finds that fact questionable.
Hmm. Well, they're all real facts, so... I mean, who are you to judge the facts?
He's a Heartland heartthrob, don't
you? Yeah, I wanted him to say it, but that's exactly right. So
I am the Heartland heartthrob.
So out of everyone here, absolutely you can question these facts. No,
I'm not questioning them yet.
He's more of a deciduous tree guy, though.
I do like the deciduous.
Yeah.
What kind of tree is a deciduous tree? One that can't make decisions? That's why I don't write for the show anymore.
The traditional three colors of Christmas are red, green, and gold. Green has been a long-term symbol of life and rebirth. Red symbolizes the blood of Christ, and gold represents the money you spend on the Ninja Turtle that your kid gets tired of in 20 minutes.
I think that one hit home.
You a fan of the Ninja Turtles?
No. Well, I mean, yeah, I was.
Who's your favorite turtle?
Michelangelo, he's a party dude.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Mikey.
Yeah. Well, you're wearing the orange headphones. So.
Yeah, it's and an orange mic.
It is appropriate. Yeah. You
I'm not wearing my Ninja Turtle boxer shorts tonight, though.
Prove it.
That's Batman this
This is how we see it.
All right, just about 105 more fun facts real quick. In Poland, spider and spider webs are common Christmas tree decorations because, according to legend, a spider wove a blanket for baby Jesus. In fact, Polish people believe that radioactive spiders are responsible for giving the baby Jesus his superpowers.
Mm-hmm. Where are your... do you have any citations for any of these facts?
Yeah, it's in the book of Uncle Ben. It's in the New Testament. And it says, with great power comes great responsibility among all Savior babies.
That was Paul's letter to Great Ben.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Look it up.
I'm convinced.
It is estimated...
I'm convinced, man. Something's really wrong with these hoes.
I don't know that.
Okay, never mind.
You don't know a song? Make a note of that. Make a note of that.
It's from the 8 Mile soundtrack.
Yeah, that's why I don't know it.
He only knows Scott Stapp songs.
Yep.
It is estimated that the 1954 single White Christmas by Irving Berlin is the best-selling single of all time with over 100 million sales worldwide. See him this summer on tour with Jay-Z and Beyonce.
His song, Take My Breath Away, is really good, too.
Take my breath away.
It was the theme from Top Gun.
Yeah, I know.
No,
I'm
just letting the listeners know.
Jason. Jason, how many more of these do you have?
Four.
None of these, I don't think any of these are true facts. I think, where did you get these from?
I want to believe they're true facts.
Because like Santa Claus, you want to believe?
Yes, I do believe.
Do you want me to let him go through a couple?
And I think Jason's a very trustworthy guy.
Yeah.
You don't know him like I know him.
I wouldn't bring something
to
the show.
He said he wouldn't make it bleed.
Jesus.
Wow.
Wow, I didn't think that would come from where that came from. Or go where it went.
Bury it.
Deep. Bury it. I looked at her boobs again. Jesus Christ.
How many times have you had a boner during this show?
We're breaking boner records. Norwegian scientists have hypothesized that Rudolph's red nose is probably the result of a parasitic infection in his upper respiratory system.
That's a shame.
That probably is real. Jason knows a lot about medical stuff.
Yeah, I'm always talking about the bruises I get.
Yeah.
Can we do one more?
Is that it?
Well,
they're really not going over very well. Maybe. Okay, here's a good one. No, actually, I got two more. They get better.
I can see the email light really lighting up right now.
Yeah, right. I can't keep up right now.
We have one of those cardboard cutout maps, and the light beams in whenever
you
get an email.
Thank you for saying that. Each year, there are approximately 20,000 Rent-A-Santas across the United States. These brave men usually undergo seasonal training to maintain a jolly attitude, not accepting money from parents, and how to concentrate on baseball when a MILF sits on their candy cane.
Mm-hmm. Blake could not be a Rent-A-Santa, is what you're saying.
Was Mute Jacob not available tonight?
No, he wasn't. He is working actually as a Santa Claus.
Oh, is he a Rent-A-Santa?
Yeah, he's a Rent-A-Santa.
Where is he a Rent-A-Santa?
Huh? He's
at the whiskey store.
He's at the whiskey store at Broadway Liquors in Pekin, Illinois.
All right, one more.
Two more. One more?
I have two more.
I think they're all fucking false. And she hasn't even in a long time.
She was only supposed to do that if she didn't know the facts, so she's known a lot of these, apparently.
Yeah, I have.
I think she's full of shit, too.
The MILF candy cane one? Uh-huh.
The British wear paper crowns while they eat Christmas dinner. The crowns are stored in a tube called a Christmas cracker,
Christmas cracker is also an African American colloquialism referring to Santa Claus.
Really?
Yep.
We're going to get race involved here.
I don't know who that
one
is.
One of the things that we, on this show, one of the things, we never have any kind of race jokes of any kind, right. And then you throw this kind of shit out. You're taking this show and like putting it down into like a level of just smut humor.
You're right.
And that's not what we're all about. We're all about good Jew humor.
I don't know what that means, but I'm sorry, and I apologize to the listeners.
We really like celebrating that Jew holiday that Nani mentioned earlier.
It's a good one. Eight crazy nights. If there are 2,106 million children under the age of 18 in the world and Santa makes 842 million stops on Christmas Eve, then he'd have to travel 221 million miles in one night. This proposes the question, does Santa even exist?
And now you're...
Getting heavy.
I hope there wasn't a lot of kids listening because
after the Honey Boo Boo story, I would hope not too.
I don't think
these were better when I read them to myself.
Well, the
audience is very biased then.
But you also just said there might not be a Santa Claus. I mean,
you can't just drop that kind of bombshell on us.
I don't think,
especially people like me who are still on the fence.
I don't think my source would lie. So
what was your source?
Snopes.
Jason.
No, it's just every time I give you my source, you always think there's like something wrong with the websites that I pull these facts from. But it's not, this site's not like the others. This one's frothytheblowman.com. It's just like a site where it's about sexual conquests of an albino man named Frothy and his oral companions. And then they have a section for fun facts on there.
But you were probably looking for some roller derby. I looked at him again.
Stop looking at your tits. You know what? Your tits need a theme song, I think.
Punch it!
I think we
have a big problem with
the... I think you have two big problems right here. Believe it or not,
it's just believe it or not. That was the last fun facts, everyone.
Let's just take a minute to gather our thoughts. That
I keep waiting for you to just trail off into another. Let's just take a minute and stick our face into those beautiful breasts.
No, I mean, come on, I'm a married man. Come on, I'm a married man.
I don't know. After tonight, you might not be.
She never listens to the show. Don't worry about it. Although she'll probably be like, ooh, Brett's new friend was on. I should listen. No, don't worry about listening.
She's really boring. Yeah.
She's horrible.
All she did was moan during the whole thing. It's not a big deal.
She broke the tablet.
Yeah.
Hey there, fellas. Think you're quick on your feet? A rough and tumble. Well, knock three times on the door and join the fun. It's time for IBWIP Speakeasy. The drinks ain't free, but the gals and the dancing is.
All right, it's my favorite game because I only have to go once every five times.
Can't this week.
Huh?
This week.
Yeah, this week. This is IBWIP Speakeasy. This is the game. Nani, this is what I'll start off with a sentence. Mm-hmm. We'll go around the room counterclockwise or quackwise.
Quack.
Whichever way you want to clue it, okay? Counterclockwise is the way I prefer. But somebody says something, and then the next person goes, and we try to continue this and see how good of a story we can put together. And if you fail, if you pause, if you hesitate.
Is Eli here?
No, yeah. Eli's not here.
Nobody will walk in their underwear.
Right. Last time we played this, Eli walked in his underwear. Hopefully that won't happen this time.
So which way are we going? Are we going counterclockwise or
quackwise?
Quackwise.
We're going quackwise.
Quackwise?
Yes. Have you?
Is that introducing an excess? Excess?
In excess?
In excess?
With Steve Stapp?
What? Steve Stapp? Get out your belts, everyone.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go quackwise. Which way is that? This way.
That's me. I'm going second.
All right.
This is also a great bit for the show because Blake has to write one line and he's done with the bit.
when we were doing the show, when we were putting it together, I'm like, oh, I think we should do IBWIP Speakeasy.
And every fucking week he says that.
Because all I have to do is write.
Is this Christmas themed?
It's wherever. It's
wherever you want to take it.
Wherever it leads us.
Oh, you don't want to know where I can take it.
It was a cold winter night 23 years ago when I first.
When I first noticed. I hit it.
Great way to start it off, Jason.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Jeez.
All right, read it again.
All right. It was a cold winter night 23 years ago when I first...
When I first noticed that my dad and Santa Claus were never in the same place at the same time.
And that made me want to sit down and open a bottle of whiskey.
I was on my ship in the Southern Isles because I had just auctioned off my...
Wow. My peg leg. And I decided, you know, somebody on the ship's going to have a spare one. I had bills to pay, and peg legs were in short demand where I came from.
And I couldn't understand why I should be focusing on this boat and getting it to where I'm trying to go, and all I can do is think about my dad and how Santa Claus are never in the same place. As I scratched my head, I began to wonder, could it be?
Could it be that they were possibly one and the same person? After all, they were both fat, jolly, and with large white beards.
But maybe they were pirates, because they were on the boat with me.
And they both told me to sit on their lap and pretend like we were on a bumpy road.
And I was still trying to decide why I was 10 years old with a missing leg on a boat with pirates, and I still hadn't figured out the mystery of Santa yet. But hey, shit gets crazy in December.
But it's been 23 years now, and I've come to realize that the most important thing to me in this whole wide goddamn world
is presents. And fuck whether Santa and Dad are the same person. I want some goddamn presents.
I want a new tablet.
Bitch! And I thought to myself, more than anything in the world, what I wanted more than a tablet was friends who didn't stare at my girlfriend's boobs.
But how's that going to happen, especially in the present company that I am in? Pirates love boobs.
And this pirate is super fucking happy because I've never... What are you... I'm looking over and I'm trying to figure out, okay, is this a... Is this
you
a
full cartoon character there.
Is this... Is this a sign? Is this a hey, slow down? Brett's about to punch you.
He's doing the hand out. No, I was about ready to start clapping to end it. like whatever you're going to say was going to end it.
Well, now we got to
go. We got to go around one more time.
Go around one more time now.
Good. I'm sorry to disrupt your flow.
Oh, is it on me or was that your.
What did you say?
You kind of trailed off.
Yeah,
it's like all the air left your body.
You got all Muttley laughs.
I was gonna say you sound
called
like
yourself
that dog.
A pirate. So like... go with that.
Oh,
yeah, you totally went full blown.
This pirate business—it just isn't for me. As of today, I'm done. I'm no longer going to be a pirate.
Instead, I will. I will start to sell shoes.
My idol is Al Bundy because he's a shoe salesman, and that's what I want to be.
Al Bundy is Santa Claus. I've got to the bottom of it.
He went to Polk High. He scored a touchdown.
Is that where he really went to school? On the show? These references.
I seem to think that maybe Dustin never gets laid because he has no so much factual.
That is not true.
So, oh.
What?
He doesn't have as many facts as Jason.
But he knows he's got a lot of musical facts and then TV and movie facts.
I just have a lot of information that is completely useless to most people, but for some reason I retain it.
It works on the show.
I can't remember the periodic table of elements, but I can tell you what high school Al Bundy went to.
There's a finite amount of room in your head, and we choose to fill it with information like that.
Yeah.
Brett, why don't you read the upcoming schedule?
How is your vape going over there?
I'll tell you what. Widowmaker, I don't mind if I die tonight.
I don't mind either.
because this will be this is smooth. Like, and I'm not a I'm hold on a second.
You can get all Cutting Crew and die in Nani's arms tonight.
This is love a separate that podcast where all you do is make soft
references. Okay, if you could go ahead and put that on the shelf, and tell me when you're ready. We'll move the hands out of the way.
Did you know you'd be doing this? Did you have any idea that we'd be?
It's okay. I'm all right with
it. It's getting a little pixelated, but that's okay. I don't think anybody's going to mind.
Enhance.
But I'm sorry, but if you could just kind of go like this to make sure that
the 10x zoom enhance.
Shake.
There we go. Okay, I'm sure the sponsor that is.
I'm so sorry, Brett.
PropagandaEliquid.com, and it was great because the logo is finally down on the screen. It took me a while to remember to put it on there, but it was just right below your breast, like your breasts were sitting on the logo with the. They'll probably send us 12 boxes.
You can't get better product placement.
No,
than
product literal product placement.
Yes. Right. Next week, Blake's gonna put a bottle.
In between my junk.
Mm.
All right. That's fair.
Because we want to be fair to both the sexes.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
We don't have strictly male.
Or he can shave the company name into his pubes.
Oh, and believe me, I've got plenty of canvas because I haven't shaved that son of a bitch in a long time.
Yikes.
All right, tell us what's going to happen there, Brett.
Here's what's going to happen. Episode 168, Advanced Copy Dustin, is now available. It's this guy over here.
That's me.
He knows every song known to man.
And has sex.
He knows every song that's going to be released 10 years from now.
And has sex.
It happens.
He has a lot of sex, I think.
You think he has a lot of sex?
I've never seen him have sex, but I would assume that he has a lot of sex.
I think we should definitely take a time on the next episode to talk about his sex life.
I think so, too.
I think so, three.
Episode 169, Dear Do, is now available. Episode 170, this episode, inevitably titled Great Minds Think of Bikes, will be available on Friday, December 19th. Episode 171, our next episode will be released on Friday, December 26th. And don't forget, Monday, December 19th is Oatmeal Muffin Day. Shitty muffin, nothing funny about this holiday. Next! And Sunday, December 21st is Looking on the Bright Side Day. Who are these people that see the glasses half full? Cockeyed optimists are the scourge of society. Come down to my level and be a miserable pragmatist forever. Also, please remember to submit your mystery tags and fan feedback to Blake at IBWIP.com. And they will be read live, as well as your questions for upcoming artist interviews. And if you like what you hear, please tell a friend and help support the show.
I would prefer that you tell 47 friends because...
But no more.
No, just 47.
Because your server would be overloaded.
It wouldn't be able to take it. My server only goes to 50, and
there's already three.
Yeah, we have three listeners, so... That'll work for me. This is the part of the show where we do plugs real quick. Jason, why don't you go ahead, plug whatever you have going on in that sick little mind of yours.
Yeah. Go to TascoTradeGoat.com, look at all my stuff, and then buy some of that stuff, and then check me out on my dating websites, too.
And what's your screen name on the dating websites?
I own a bicycle.
All right.
I thought of you, Jason, because I saw a commercial that I can give someone, as a gift this Christmas, a free subscription to FarmersOnly.com. So be on the lookout for that. I'm going to send it your way.
Count me in.
Can't be any worse than what he's got going on now.
Oh, boy, it's rough.
It will open up fields of opportunities for you.
Ooh,
like.
Nice pun. You'll be plowing through those women.
Yes.
Nice. Come on, there's at least two more.
They probably like to eat hay.
I mean, if you combine the fat ones with the skinny ones.
Soybeans.
We're going to get to those other couple later.
You can detassel her nipples.
Oh!
Yeah. Okay, maybe we had no more. I don't know.
All right. Nani, what do you got to plug? Anything? Websites? Porn sites?
I'm living the dream.
You what?
First and foremost, I'm living the dream. Second of all...
Being on the show?
Yes.
Fucking Brett.
It's a lot of fun. Both.
We're all going to
maybe go. Maybe I went too far.
No, you're fine. Okay. You're fine.
I've been waiting for someone to say that about my sex in
a while. It's official. Somebody acknowledge the fact that I'm fucking them.
It's on tape.
Tell them about some derby stuff, though. Oh, derby. McLeanCountyMisfits.com, not .org.
What's on .org?
We'll put them both up.
Boners.
Here.
When's your next match?
It's going to probably be Well, in Champaign, February 8th.
Oh, well, so, okay. We're going to fly out. Okay, so whoever wins the propaganda e-liquid contest, we'll fly them out here.
Yeah, fly them out.
And you'll will you take care of the tickets to the roller derby thing?
I gotcha.
Okay.
Nice.
And yeah, so we'll...
We'll fly them out?
Yeah, we'll fly them out.
Financially viable for the show.
Sure, easy. All right.
How big of a plane do you think we'll need to fly to Champaign? Or are you flying those guys out?
Charter.
California.
Oh, no, we're not flying all those girls out there. I can't get along with that many women one time. no, we're going to fly the winner of the contest here to Champaign to watch them and to vape with me. Then ship them fucking back to work from
so
wherever.
Everybody, make sure you donate to PayPal in the next couple of weeks. So
exactly. IBWIP.com. Just push the donate button.
Or Eli's not getting a Christmas.
Yeah. It's going to be a tight Christmas. And I'm not talking about. Oh, hey, Brett, what do you have going on, my friend?
So I think we played it last weekend, and that was like probably the last thing we're going to do until we finish the album, I think, because it's gotten to the point where there's things that we need to do, and live shows are like getting in the way of us doing that.
That happens to be. That's why I'm not doing them live anymore. They're just getting the fucking way.
Yeah.
Girls all over. Yeah, it's.
I also want to let people know about a mini documentary that we've been making about blues legend Papa Stitch.
Papa Stitch.
You can follow it on Instagram hashtag Papa Stitch PAPA Stitch, and it's.
Amazing.
It's amazing. There's just more and more footage rolling in all the time, and we just don't know what to do with it. And sometimes you just get a whole lot of footage in one day because we're always going through all the tapes that we get from all the fans. And
we'll put that on the show notes as well. And what is your website for your music?
I don't have a website. I have a website I have one of those Reverb Nation pages.
It has music on it, right?
Yeah, it has
the
music.
Facebook page, right?
Yeah.
That'll direct you to everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Facebook I got one of those Facebooks.
Okay. The Fosbooks. I've never had an artist go, I got some stuff. Yeah, if you want to go hunting it down, go ahead. So, all right, well, I'll put links because I know where they are.
Yes.
Do we have any idea when the album's going to be done?
Hopefully we'll be done tracking everything by the end of the year and then start mixing it and mastering all that stuff. All right. We'll take a little while, but
I can't wait.
It's so close I can taste it right now.
Nani, you did hear what the name of the album is, right?
No. Well, no, I actually don't know.
It's entitled Wheel Everything to IBWIP. That's what it's called.
Awesome.
All right, Dustin, what do you got going on?
Well, it's Christmas season, so come visit me at Co-op Records in Pekin. Buy some shit for all your music-loving and comic-loving family members and friends. And,
I have no friends.
Say hey. Because chances are that's where I'm at, is at the store.
All right.
Should I ask about the blog?
Oh, yeah, I still haven't done anything.
I've still got
it. You know what? I won't ask.
Yeah, it's all right.
All right, well, I want to thank PropagandaE-Liquid.com for sponsoring, giving us these great, great flavors to vape on. Really good stuff. It's not shitty house blend stuff. It's quality
and
stuff.
And it fits nicely in boobs.
Large breasts, it does fit. If you have small breasts, it might fall down. But for the breasts that we have available to us, they did a fair job.
Breasts on a budget.
Breasts on a budget. Jason, Dustin, Brett, and Nani. Of course, thank you.
Nadia.
No.
What?
No, you're fucking with me. And thank you to our three listeners. We love you all. Check us out on YouTube. We really need people to subscribe on YouTube. We need 1,000 subscribers to proceed with our next venture, which I can't tell you anything about.
Secret.
So, but thank you, everyone. And I don't know. Are we ready? We're ready to go to the last song, I guess.
Let's rock on out with the Jingle Bell Rock.
I don't remember Santa being in the Bible, but then again, I always skip Paul's letters to the Galatians.
Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring, snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime and jingle bell time, dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air,
riding in the one horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell ride.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.